אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. In a competition that no one wants to win, on Friday Israel was ranked 6th by the New York Times in terms of infection rates from COVID-19 coronavirus. Health Ministry statistics released last night show 1,021 new coronavirus cases were recorded since the start of Shabbat on Friday night, with the number of infections since the start of the pandemic passing 60,000. Of the 33,160 active cases, there are 312 people in serious condition, 94 of whom are on ventilators. Another 158 are in a moderate condition, and the rest have mild symptoms or are asymptomatic. 7 further fatalities were recorded over Shabbat, bringing the death toll to 455. Restrictions aimed at curbing the coronavirus came into force at 5 p.m. on Friday and remained in effect until this morning, after a tumultuous week that saw some of the government's planned closures overturned by a Knesset panel. Although most commerce and indoor venues were closed, restaurants were allowed to continue their operations with up to 20 diners indoors and 30 outdoors. Beaches and swimming pools also remained open. On Thursday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appointed Professor Roni Gamzu, head of the Ichilov Medical Center in Tel Aviv, as the head of the new task force to combat COVID-19, dubbed the country's new coronavirus Tsar. Professor Gamzu said he had agreed to the job offer immediately. The appointment came after Professor Gabi Barbash declined the post due to disagreements about the powers he would have. Health Minister Yuli Edelstein insisted that the new head of the task force be answerable to him, while Barbash wanted to report to the Knesset Coronavirus Committee. The country has been racked by demonstrations this past week, with thousands turning out and numerous arrests. Tuesday night's protests outside the Prime Minister's house, organised by several groups, including restaurant owners angry at the repeated closures forced upon them in recent months, self-employed Israelis who say government support has been insufficient, and the so-called Black Flag anti-corruption protests against Netanyahu began peacefully. Many chanted no to violence, while others danced, sang and beat drums. Clashes broke out after midnight, after the demonstrators, whose numbers had swelled to thousands, marched to the nearby Knesset and back. One social work student sparked outrage when she posed topless on a statue of a menorah at a traffic circle near the Knesset. It was not the iconic bronze Knesset menorah. Police began forcibly clearing people from Paris Square outside Netanyahu's home at about 1 a.m. Officers, assisted by mounted police and water cannons, grappled with demonstrators, and at least 34 were arrested for breaking the peace and attacking officers. All of those held were released on Wednesday. Thousands of demonstrators massed again on Thursday night, and this time several hundred pro-Netanyahu protesters held a counter-rally nearby. Amir Haskel, a former Israeli Air Force general who has become a prominent figure in the anti-Netanyahu protests, described the protests as a protest of young people. The demands include a clearer government policy to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, especially a more satisfactory response to the economic crisis caused by coronavirus lockdowns. Until 11 p.m, the demonstrations were peaceful. A number of women removed their shirts, following the example of Tuesday night's protester. Police kept the two groups apart, although anti-Netanyahu demonstrators accused some of those supporting the Prime Minister of assaulting them verbally. As an 11 p.m. deadline to end both events passed, police began to forcibly evacuate those gathered, including using riot dispersal methods such as water cannons. Some protesters who were peacefully dispersing were shot in the back by the water cannons, and activists said the police left them with nowhere to go. A police spokesperson said those who were arrested refused to disperse, and after police declared several times that the demonstrations had ended, they asked protesters to leave on their own. All 55 who were arrested were released by Friday, most of them with limitations barring them from such protests for the next week to 10 days, and one to house arrest with police alleging he had attacked them. There were further peaceful protests outside the Prime Minister's house in Jerusalem on Friday, with the crowds dispersing for Shabbat. Last night, several hundred people protested against the Prime Minister Netanyahu near his private home in Caesarea. The Prime Minister then left the northern coastal city to return to Jerusalem, where once again thousands blocked the streets around his house. At the same time, at Charles Clough Park in Tel Aviv and at about 250 intersections around the country, thousands more gathered to protest. Police struggled to maintain order in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A bill outlawing controversial gay conversion therapy passed a preliminary vote in the Knesset on Wednesday, angering Prime Minister Netanyahu's ultra-Orthodox political allies. The private member's bill, proposed by Meretz leader Nitzan Horowitz, advanced after Defence Minister and alternative Prime Minister Benny Gantz's Kahol Levan party supported the legislation in a move that generated a fresh coalition crisis. The government's Labour Party also broke with the coalition to back the bill. The motion passed with 42 MKs supporting it and 36 objecting. It is unlikely to pass further readings, as the Prime Minister has promised ultra-Orthodox allies that he will enforce coalition discipline. A plan announced and championed by Prime Minister Netanyahu to send money directly to most Israelis in a bid to stimulate the economy amid the COVID-19 pandemic has suffered legal and technical difficulties. Among the obstacles encountered by the government is that the National Insurance Institute lacks the bank account numbers of about 2 million citizens, making it unclear how it can transfer money for them from the promised funds. Some coalition members and the Finance Committee have opposed the idea of giving money to the rich along with the poor and have sought to amend the proposal before it is put to the Knesset for a vote. The IDF on Thursday announced it was sending reinforcements to the Lebanese border amidst the threat of retaliation by Hezbollah over the death of one of its fighters, Ali Kamel Jossen Jawad, in an airstrike south of Damascus on Monday night. An IDF spokesperson said that the reinforcement consisted of one battalion, the Golani Brigade's 13th Battalion, and a small number of additional troops who are being sent to the Northern Command's Galilee Division. In an attempt to show that even the coronavirus can bring special things to our lives, four hot air balloons took off from the runways of Ben Gurion Airport yesterday morning after permission for the flights was given due to the relatively small number of planes taking off and landing due to the coronavirus pandemic. Airspace was closed to planes so that the balloons could safely make the historic flight. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.